Representative Elise Stefanik celebrates Colombia president stepping down. By Paul Bois on August 14, 2024. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, celebrated the news of Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq stepping down from her role months after intense anti-Israel demonstrations on campus. In an open letter released on Wednesday, Shafiq said the period of time since the demonstrations have taken a considerable toll on her. "This period has taken a considerable toll on my family, as it has for others in our community," Shafiq said. "Over the summer, I have been able to reflect and have decided that my moving on at this point would best enable Colombia to traverse the challenges ahead. I have tried to navigate a path that upholds academic principles and treats everyone with fairness and compassion. It has been distressing, for the community, for me as president and on a personal level, to find myself, colleagues, and students the subject of threats and abuse," Shafiq added. In response, Elise Stefanik said that the time for Shafiq to step down could not have come sooner. "Three down, so many to go. As I have said consistently since her catastrophic testimony at the Education and the Workforce Committee hearing, Columbia University's President Manoush Shafiq's failed presidency was untenable and that it was only a matter of time before her forced resignation," she said in a statement shared with Breitbart News. "After failing to protect Jewish students and negotiating with pro-Hamas terrorists, this forced resignation is long overdue. We will continue to demand moral clarity, condemnation of anti-Semitism, protection of Jewish students and faculty, and stronger leadership from American higher education institutions," she added. As Breitbart News reported in May, the New York City Police Department, NYPD, mobilized against an encampment of anti-Israel protesters at Columbia University who had taken control of a building before demanding that the school provide them with meals. Shortly after the raid, Jewish students said in an open letter they felt unsafe on campus and defended their Jewish identities. "Most of us did not choose to be political activists. We do not bang on drums and chant catchy slogans. We are average students, just trying to make it through finals much like the rest of you. Those who demonize us under the cloak of anti-Zionism forced us into our activism and forced us to publicly defend our Jewish identities," the letter said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.